of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Now, live, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome into the program, everybody, and I hope you are happy to be here on a beautiful Monday. And by here, I mean tuning into Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield, that's me and the guy across from me. We're here each and every Monday getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. And today, well, you know, a couple things. Number one, you can throw on your old cowboy hat, maybe your boots if you got any. If you're out there just goofing. Just new boot goofing. We're going to talk a little racing at Texas. Plus, and I guarantee you, Sean Whitfield has no idea what this special day is, what every May 4th is. So we'll test and see if he knows anything about that. So, you know what? Big win for Chase Elliott. It's always nice when NASCAR's most popular driver gets a win. But is he NASCAR's most popular driver for long? A full page article in the New York Times would say different. Perhaps we'll talk about that as well. Plus, we've got standings, we've got points, we've got it all. Sit back, relax, and get ready for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. All right, sitting across from me, none other than the man, the myth, the legend, the reason I show up each and every Monday at 6 o'clock. It is Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
Good evening. Happy to be here. Man, what a beautiful day.
Beautiful it's gorgeous. Weekend. This is when we need, you know, you need a retractable roof on this old studio we got here.
That is true. And it's a reminder of how blessed we are. How many things in life.
We're too blessed to be stressed, Sean.
Yeah, that's true.
Blessed and highly favored.
You know, and I'm glad you brought that up, because there's days that I know I feel stressed out and feel all uptight, and I'm sure many of you out there listening feel the same way. And then if you stop a minute, you just start thinking about all the things that we have been blessed with, that God has looked out for us and taken care of us. And especially when you you see people that are a little less fortunate, that you know, really are going through some challenging and difficult times, and wondering where the next money's going to be to come in and pay the utility bill or whatever it may be. So we have a lot to be thankful for. Chase Elliott's thankful too.
A reflective Sean Whitfield.
Yeah.
Here, who is this? Listen,
I may just break out into a motivational speaker today.
I am so shocked, because usually I'm the positive guy. And
well, most of the time.
Let's just say one of your favorite drinks is Negativa Tea. And so.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, how long did it take you to come up with that?
Proud of you for just turning your heart light on.
Negativa Tea.
Negativa Tea. I think you drink. You have a few helpings of that, and I don't like it.
I didn't know I ever had any of that. Is it loaded with caffeine?
It's sometimes. It can get your hair all standing straight up, that's for sure. No, I'm proud. I mean,
well,
listen,
you know, that's not a bad deal. I could use more of that.
You show up in here and just get everyone fired up, saying,
yeah,
hey.
Yeah, you know, sit down. Got a lot to be thankful for.
Well, little daily affirmation. I'm good enough. I'm smart enough.
It always helps when you've had a vacation.
That's true.
And you went and recharged, which I did week before last, was in Mexico for a week, because before that, I don't know that I would have been making that type of presentation at the beginning of today's show.
Here's my problem. You call it a vacation, but a vacation is a place.
No, it's a vacation.
Place you go away from work. But when you don't work, what is it? I think it's just called a trip.
Well, it's called a break. I call a vacation when you are picked up at the airport and they take you in a black Suburban straight to a resort, and the big security gates open up and you feel like you're at somebody's house in Beverly Hills, and the place looks like it could be at the Masters. Everything's beautiful. and you go into the gates, you walk into the front door of the resort. They have a server standing there with two glasses of champagne to greet you at the door.
Mr. and Mrs. Whitfield.
Wow. Yes. And then you don't leave until 5 days later.
That's pretty good.
Because there is no reason to leave. Everything is on the resort. 10 restaurants, 12 bars, a gym. Everything you could possibly think of is there. So that's what I call a vacation.
No, that's pretty good. You know, now.
There's no Disney.
I'm going to have to talk to Mrs.
There's
Whitfield.
There's no kids.
We just got to get you to let Mrs. Whitfield retire so you'll have more time to do things like
that. Well, we got
to
keep her busy because we need good insurance.
That's right.
You know, these days you work for the insurance.
That is very true.
So, but, you know, my vacation is a little different than yours because when you do vacations, there's all these screaming kids.
There
which,
is.
You know, I love kids. I had two daughters and I, you know, got a four-month-old grandson. But when you go on vacation, you know, you kind of like a little peace and quiet.
Yeah, it's no longer a break anymore. It's vacations almost like work. However, my daughter is about to be 12. And so we are getting past a little bit of that super tiny, you know, goofy type stuff. It's
well,
more like
usually,
let's go somewhere to a beach. She likes that and just bring a friend or something.
Yeah, but there's still kids present.
I still definitely.
See, I like going to resorts where it's all adults.
Where kids aren't allowed.
Yeah, you got to be 21 and older.
And you got to. You can wag your finger at people.
Yeah.
You know, I'm supposed to be
here. And those places where you stand in, you know, at the side of the pool and your Tutti Frutti gets about an inch or two off the bottom and a server's coming by and just handing you
just
one.
Give it,
doesn't even ask you if you would like one or won't.
Mr. Orr, here you go.
Yeah. So that's what I call vacation. And sometimes it makes a difference when you get a vacation, you get a break in, you recharge, you know, it gives you a little different attitude. And you can also think about how blessed you are.
I thought you were excited because
sounds like you need one of those.
What today is?
Today is May the 4th.
Something day. Yes.
Well, I saw this on the news this morning.
This is pop culture.
And it said, May the 4th be with you.
There you go. It is Star Wars Day.
Okay, but I don't.
Oh, there we go. Thank you, Chuck.
So it is related to Star Wars.
Yes, May the 4th. You've watched Star Wars.
Yeah, but I thought it was May the Force be with you.
Yes, but it's a play on words because it's May 4th, so it's May the 4th be with you.
Were you into Star Wars?
And then tomorrow is Revenge of the 5th instead of Revenge of the Sith. It's two Star Wars.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, that you got to be.
You've been on Reddit too much.
You
got
to be extra nerdy to know that.
You've been on Reddit
actually
way too much today.
Our buddy Curtis told me that he is a huge Star Wars nerd.
Really?
Oh, massive. Yeah.
Huh.
Total geek.
I wouldn't have thought that.
Anytime something Star Wars comes out, I call Curtis because he's already on the, he's gone deep in the web and already looking at all the Star Wars fan fiction and conspiracy theories and all this stuff. So, So
I saw the first Star Wars at the movie theater.
In Chickamauga?
No, it was in Fort Overthorpe, actually.
Oh, nice.
And, it was okay. Nothing special. And I didn't really care if I saw anything related to Star Wars.
That's funny because if knowing the Sean Whitfield I know, I figured the Sean Whitfield of that age was probably a pretty big Princess Leia fan, especially when
she did catch my attention
when she was in that weird bikini. I bet you were like, maybe the movies are for me.
She did get my attention, but
I'm a bit of a thespian.
But
already.
You know, the old swimsuit, red swimsuit of Farrah Fawcett always had priority now. Or Christy McNichols. You remember Christy McNichols?
That was for my time.
Well, now, you remember Farrah in the red.
I remember. So my dad, my bio.
Lifeguard swimsuit.
My bio dad had a bunch of cups that had that picture on it.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's how famous that was.
Yeah. Anybody that grew up in the 70s, in the early 80s, remember
what's
that.
What's the other one? Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Phoebe Cates. That was another really famous one.
I remember Christy McNichols was one that was in grade school. That
Cindy Crawford. Cindy Crawford was the first girl poster I had.
Suzanne Summers was also.
Suzanne, she gives food to people in different countries. That's all I know her from.
But she was on Eight is Enough. No, not
Man,
Eight
Man, this is.
Anyway, I can't remember. But anyway, you.
Surely.
You're getting.
You need
you're
to.
Going deep into the memory.
You've got to invite me back. And this needs to be on. You host 87 podcasts. Find one and we could do. Sean's 80s crushes, and it'll just be like old school.
I don't
bikini chicks.
I don't host 87, but I do host way too many.
You are on several.
But yeah, anyway, matter of fact, my wife is wanting to go to an eight. They're going to have an 80s music night of all nothing but 80s music.
Oh, my wife.
Down at the Signal.
My wife would love that.
Coming up. And she sent me a link today. And yeah, it was kind of cool. I was watching the little promo reel. And man, it brought back memories in like 30 seconds.
So y'all have, my wife would enjoy that as well. I've apparently, I'm going to go to some sort of speakeasy where they're doing a serial killer night. And they do like a, they tell stories about these.
Speakeasy.
They tell stories about serial killers and give you a drink based on it. I have zero clue what I'm getting into, but we'll see.
Have you been to one of those speakeasies?
I've been to a speakeasy, yeah.
See, I'd never heard of that. Until
what?
Yeah, a year ago we were at
the... Do you remember Prohibition?
Well,
you were around back then.
I don't. I mean, really, you know, but. I was too busy, you know, watching
when you went
Farrah
to school,
Fawcett.
When you went to school, you just ate your books, didn't you?
Dukes of Hazzard, you know, that
yeah,
kind of
okay.
thing.
What's her? Catherine Bach? Is that
Catherine
right?
Bach? Okay. Yeah,
I remember the Dukes.
Well, a year ago we went to another resort in Mexico that we enjoy, and it was brand new, and they have a speakeasy there. And that's really the first time I had become acquainted with it. But you had to have reservations, and the reservations were all booked,
it's
and
just,
so we didn't get to go to.
Now it's just, you know, it's a trendy bar. But back in the day, you had to know the code.
Where is there one here?
There's several in town. We've been to Unknown Caller is a big one here.
You gotta, where is that?
Got to know the password to get in. Beep, doop, doop, and go pay a lot from drinks. It's good, though.
Where is it?
At downtown somewhere.
Oh, yeah. So you can't reveal?
No, I...
You don't know. Remember?
Listen.
By the time you got there, you couldn't remember.
Hey, Uber guy, take me here. I have no concept of where
that must
where
have been
I'm
one of those nights
time.
That you start at the Westin because you have a room there.
Shebango.
And by the time you get to this place,
we had a big time at the Westin.
You get there.
Had a big time at the Westin.
Yeah. So how was the weekend?
It was good, man.
Anything fun?
You would have been so impressed. I did about 4 hours of yard work Saturday.
What?
Before I went golfing.
You must have gotten rid up by the Homeowners Association.
Oh, this is backyard.
Marshall.
They can't even see that. This is just trying to get my backyard ready. Did so much yard work. Broke my weed eater. It got too hot. And like
that's only because it was dry rod. It hadn't been used
thing,
in a while.
Middle thing. This steel rod broke. So, whatever. And 15 bags of mulch. Bang. Go down.
Wow.
Listen. I had it all going.
Are you sore?
Yes, very sore. My biceps.
Yeah. Just think, if you'd have kept the Spartan going, you'd already be in better shape. Plus, you wouldn't be sore.
Currently in discussions with a personal trainer right now.
Really?
Trying to hash out the details.
The one you and I talked about the other day?
Yeah.
When do you start?
Well, we're in negotiations.
How often are you going to go?
Right now, it's finding a time, and, you know, I'm a very busy person. So.
Well, it's all about priorities in life.
Yes.
So you're going to get in at least twice a week?
The goal is two times a week, and then...
Because, you know, I you're looking at your accountability right here.
My accountability buddy?
Yeah, I'm going to be
actually,
holding you accountable.
You're going to be the last one I'm even going to let know what I'm doing.
No.
Because
I'm going to be your accountability.
You will workout shame me because that's what you do. You're going to be like, what'd you eat today? Really? Was that the best choice? Shut up.
What'd you drink? How much beer did you drink?
I'll tell you what. That's, you know what?
Well, good for you. You know, you're getting kind of old. That goatee is almost all white.
I am, what is today?
Your daughter's almost 12?
I am 25 days away from 47.
Man.
Scary.
47 years old.
Yeah.
You know what?
Still 10 years younger than you.
You do go down in history, though, as the first friend of mine that has a birthday, and I went to his birthday party. And you weren't even there. You were in another state. I had never been to someone's birthday party, and they weren't even there.
Yes.
But everybody else was there, and we all had a good time.
You know what? And we keep saying we're going to do a redo, but the older I get, the less I want to exercise on my birthday. I don't want to do that. Go ride that little bike downtown.
Yeah. I had never been to somebody's birthday party, and they weren't even there.
Yeah, that was a really bummer.
But it was fun, but yeah, it was a little bit of a bummer. It wasn't quite the same without you being there.
Well, thanks. So,
but I'm glad the weekend went well.
Yeah,
I
didn't see y'all at Mass. So,
yeah, I didn't make it. I was taking care of two yards. Got quite a bit of work done. Went to was at Miracle League Field Saturday morning. My wife got a special award. She got an award called Be the Miracle.
Nice.
Which had her crying the rest of the day.
She's already, she's because always, it was, she is the award winner in that relationship.
Yeah, because it was given to her by all the players. So if you're somebody out there listening, you're going, okay, what in the world is Miracle League? Miracle League is a organization. It's a nonprofit and gives people with disabilities the opportunity to play baseball on a rubberized field.
Yeah, it is very cool.
Everybody gets to bat. Everybody gets to play. And it's a whole lot of fun. So you can go to the Facebook page, Miracle League Chattanooga, and get more information. Well, we did have a NASCAR race in Texas this past weekend. We saw a second-time winner, Chase Elliott. So we're going to dive into that. We're also going to get into some news in the world of NASCAR. And a little bit later, we're going to talk for just a bit about the Kyle Petty charity ride. It's going to be passing through Chattanooga on Thursday. So we'll share a little bit of details, or what, at least what I know, which is not a lot, but maybe an opportunity for some of our listeners to get down and visit that. So we'll get into that and a whole lot more. Sounds fun, doesn't it?
I'm excited. Let's talk Texas and all the fun stuff.
All right. We want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your Monday as we come to you from the Nooga Dentistry Studio. You can also go to our website at racingtalkradio.com, find all of our past shows there archived. Just click on past shows, or you can go to your favorite podcast platform and search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. We've been talking NASCAR for 25 years, and we thank you so much for joining us today. We got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
And medication don't do much. Yeah, it just numbs the brain. Yes, you might say I'm a little intense.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Ready for a home upgrade in Catoosa County? This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty, and you could have a stunning five-bedroom home that backs up to a 15-acre lake with your own private dock. The views from the back deck are amazing. The home is well-maintained and ready for you to move in at 87 Cherokee Lake Drive in Ringgold, Georgia. Call me for a tour, 423-315-1815. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Save the date, Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You is coming July the 11th, 2026. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event you don't want to miss. This year, we're moving the Nooga Dentistry stage from the Convention Center to the brand new Erlanger Park. Listen to the Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize You podcast for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nooga Dentistry. Nooga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nooga Dentistry Studio. Find Nooga Dentistry online at noogadentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield, and we break down all the NASCAR news and info you need to know, eventually anyway. A lot of times we start to show off by talking about a lot of other stuff. However, we are about to get to the fact that Chase Elliott got his second victory of the season, a big win at Texas Motor Speedway, as he took home the trophy from the Worth 400 presented by Liqui-Moly. And, of course, NASCAR will now turn its attention to the next race on the schedule, and that would be Watkins Glen. So it's about time to go road course racing and see if SVG can add his name to the winner's circle. But big win for Chase Elliott at Texas Motor Speedway.
It is about time to get SVG with his first win of the season.
You know what? It's got to get him ramped up. Give us something to talk about, old Shane Van Gisbergen. Does he still have what it takes, or has everybody else caught up to him? I'm guessing probably not. He's still probably the man.
I still think he's king of road course without any question. I mean, you can win, what was it, total of five last year that he won, and to do that your rookie season and just totally take control of the road course world and today's very competitive Cup Series, man. It's quite an amazing accomplishment, no doubt about it. All right, let's dive into what we saw at Texas Motor Speedway. We saw Chase Elliott get his second win of the season. This is the first time he's had two wins this quick in the season. He won his first one at Martinsville and just achieved his 23rd victory out of 369 races.
He's already had 23 victories in the Cup Series. That doesn't sound right.
That is hard to believe.
That sounds like a lot. However,
I tell you another thing.
Chase Elliott's 30 already.
Yeah, I was gonna say, and this is the other thing. It's hard to believe. This is his 12th season. It doesn't seem like it's been that many years.
Man, you know, you hear stats.
12 seasons.
You hear stats every now and again. You're like, that's not right. That's one of them right there.
Yeah. It seems like it wasn't that many years ago that we're watching Bill still in the Cup Series and little Chase is hanging out around Victory Lane. Now, that is going back some ways for most listeners, but I can vividly remember that. But, yeah, Chase Elliott has been around the sport for quite some time now. This is his second victory and seventh top 10 finish in 2026, his second victory and eighth top 10 in 16 races so far at Texas Motor Speedway. The driver that was running close and almost was able to capture it, Denny Hamlin, came in second. It's his 17th top 10 finish in 36 races at Texas Motor Speedway. Alex Bowman came in third. He posted his third top 10 finish in 17 races at Texas. Fourth spot, Tyler Reddick. Fifth, Chris Buescher. Sixth, Daniel Suarez. Good day for the number seven. Carson Hocevar got a top 10, started on the pole, came in seventh. William Byron in eighth. Bubba Wallace in ninth. And Ryan Blaney in 10th.
Some other drivers of note, Keselowski finishing in 13th, Austin Cindric 15th, SVG 17th, Austin Dillon 18th. Down the list a little bit, top 20 for Kyle Busch, so that's sort of improvement. You go down a little bit more, Chase Briscoe 23rd, Ross Chastain 26th. Man, what a year it has been for him. Down the line a little bit, Kyle Larson 34th, Ty Gibbs 36th, Joey Logano 37th, and Christopher Bell 38th. Pretty crazy, Sean, as we see kind of a return to the usual suspects up top. Also, several of the big name guys finishing at the bottom. So, pretty big point shakeup day.
Yeah, Elliott led five times for a race high of 87 laps and joined five-time winner Tyler Reddick as the only other NASCAR driver this season with multiple wins.
You know, it, and I guess when you have one guy winning everything, so we've got, let's see, looking down here at all, I feel like the season just started, but so far we're at 5, 9, 10, 11 races in, and when one guy's won half of them, I guess it's not surprising that only one other guy has multiple wins. So, big deal for Chase Elliott, big win for him, the number 9 team. And it's always a good thing when the most popular or one of the most popular drivers in the sport is also having a lot of success. So big day for the number 9 team and Chase Elliott overall.
You know, we're continuing to see success just in the last couple of weeks for Spire Motorsports. 6th and 7th spot for those guys. Daniel Suarez in 6th, Carson Hocevar in 7th. Also, Carson Hocevar won the Truck Series race at Texas this weekend as well. So, got the Talladega win. 5 days later, he's winning at Texas.
So, Carson Hocevar was the subject of a full-page article in the New York Times, Sean.
Really?
And it was about, has NASCAR found its next star? And, you know, listen, I don't know that a lot of people read newspapers and, you know, I never know. I never know. Well, see, does not shock me, but,
maybe I fit that demographic.
Yeah, probably. And I never know what papers are good or bad anymore, depending on what day it is. Right. But that is still a big deal. When NASCAR, and not just because of some crazy wreck or some sort of crazy court battle with the most popular athlete in the world, Michael Jordan, but when NASCAR can make a full page story in probably the most popular, it's probably New York Times or USA Today, one of them, one of the most popular newspapers in the country, about a driver, and more than that, about a young driver that just got a win, that is a big deal. And that goes to one or two things. Either someone's trying to create him as a star, or there seems to be enough momentum behind it. People are taking notice and they are recognizing there's something different about this kid. I thought that was very interesting. Mainstream coverage for NASCAR usually is because of something out of the ordinary or something off the track. Mm-hmm. But to have a driver and on the track performance and his possible stardom be the subject, man, that's huge.
Well, and I would say that part of what got him covered is his age.
Yeah, I mean the young guns are back, so to speak. Mm-hmm. The fact that, you know, he wears a hat, and the fact that he's, you know, not scared to
he's
take
a different
gamble. Yeah, there is something certainly different about. I don't know about if it's him or this run he's on, and people are taking notice. And even though it's kind of it's really the fact that it is a traditional medium covering him almost makes it a bigger deal.
Yeah,
that type of space is pretty. You don't have giant papers anymore, so the fact that that story was pitched and written and thought worthy of going into the New York Times, I thought pretty big deal.
Yeah, it is. You know, you bring up an interesting point, and that is regarding the media. There has been so many major cutbacks in the media world over the last 5 years and staff, and you're seeing newspapers all across the country that are downsizing or just going away, period. A lot of your major television networks have been having cuts and reducing staff. And when you go to a NASCAR race now and you're in the media center, the amount of people in the media center is not what it was when you and I was going to Atlanta for those 7 or 8 years in a row. If you remember, the media center was packed.
Oh,
and it's not that way anymore.
Drivers walking around, every driver had a team of PR people with them. And this could, I mean, it could be, you know, Joe Schmo in the truck series, and he and a representative and a PR person would walk up to us, like, would y'all like to interview, you know, Joe? Sure. Come on. It was teaming. I mean, that was what was exciting about it. It was such a hive of activity. And now, Sean, you don't need. Well, I say you don't need that. That's probably the discussion. But now they don't have that many people doing it. You can write a story real quick. You can post it to your website. You can shoot a TikTok. You can do all these things. Bing, bang, boom. And you don't need the crew that you've used to have to have.
Yeah, NBC used to have several at the track. They don't do that anymore. You just look at the downsize with Fox and back in the day when it was Speed. And then when Fox, you know, up until a couple of years ago, had a dedicated daily NASCAR show. I mean, when you look at the landscape of sports in general, and then you look at the landscape of media with NASCAR, the landscape is very, very different from what it used to be. So whenever you can capture a story like a New York Times, like what you described, that's big. And that means something. And it means something to the sponsors. Don't you know that Chili's is got to be feeling like they
never had any idea they would get this coverage.
They're bang for their buck, and they're putting their brand and their name out there, and they're coming into the sport of NASCAR, and the timing is perfect. I mean, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it really is. I think it that kind of shocked me, and it will be interesting to see from here how does it grow. And you know, that's another thing is if social media has taught us one thing, a lot of things that we used to think maybe aren't really all that true. And we may think, you know, we may think we have the pulse on what's going on, but really social media show you, no, that's not it at all. And you see this in politics a lot, Sean. You know, it used to be, well, we've got these polls, and so you kind of already knew it was going to happen. Well, now that we've got all this more information available, we realize those didn't have their finger on the pulse of anything.
Yeah.
We just kind of thought they worked because that's what we always had. And, you know, Carson could be the biggest star in NASCAR period right now. We don't know, but it is telling that this driver that seems to aggravate a lot of the people in the garage area because he is a bit of a risk taker and because he's not scared to mix it up. And that can be good or bad depending on if he wrecks your favorite driver that week. Is gaining attention, and you're seeing that everywhere.
Since we're going down memory lane a little bit with media, I want to share this real quick and then we'll move on. When we started this show in February 2001, that was back in the prime of the NASCAR Winston Cup scene. Do you remember the Winston Cup scene? That was like the almighty Bible or almighty source for all your news in NASCAR. That was back when the internet was starting to become more popular and people were starting to use the internet, as part of their daily lives.
J-Ski was a big deal.
J-Ski had just came out.
That was in its infancy.
And I remember when I would start preparing for this show, that was my source. That was before we had a lot of the other media that was really getting material out there. And you just look how it's evolved through the years. I can remember one of the times when we were broadcasting out of Will's Sports Bar. I stopped by a convenience store and picked up a Chattanooga Times Free Press so I could get the results and the driver standings out of the newspaper. So that we had that with us.
We had to have a phone line to dial in.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so you just look at show, you just look at how things have changed so much with the technology and the communications. And then social media came along around 2009 and that just completely changed everything related to media. So it is fascinating when you start to think about it. When you look at the top 10, anything stand out? Any consistency or anything that comes to your mind?
Kind of like what I said, this was almost especially after Talladega, when you're going to get some names up there you aren't used to seeing, this is kind of a return to business as usual. Like you said, good run from Daniel Suarez and Carson Hocevar, but there's no one in the top that shocks me whatsoever. Maybe Alex Bowman, just to get back up there and be running okay. But the standard mile and a half is kind of a return to the big boys.
Yeah. One thing that catches my eye, and it's no surprise necessarily, but Bubba Wallace started 37th, finished up in ninth spot. We can go ahead and identify as Bubba Wallace as Mr. Consistency this year. He's having the best season so far of his career. 23-11 is having the best career of their season, or the best season of their career too. So, you know, hats off to those guys. I'm not a, you know, big Bubba Wallace fan, but I do like him. I do respect him, and I want to see that team do well.
Yeah. And do you have any idea where this music came from?
It sounds like a bad night at a nightclub when I was in my early 20s.
It's the cantina scene from Star Wars. Han shot first. Everybody knows that. Man,
I tried to forget this.
Producer Chuck is going deep. I love it.
I forgot. I tried to forget this.
It's good stuff.
All right. We got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead. And we come back, we'll get into the driver's standings of the NASCAR Cup Series and get into some news on and off the track. We got all that and more straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr every Monday, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info. Big win for Chase Elliott at Texas. And now we turn our attention towards Watkins Glen International for the good old Go Bowling at the Glen. 100 laps, 245 miles. And Sean, that is coming up this Sunday. You're going to have to check it out on FS1. And you can get practice on Prime if you're one of those. So, kind of cool. Hey, you were talking about old school media. And before we start talking points and all the other stuff, I was cleaning out the closet the other day, found the old Speed TV hat.
And, really?
Yeah, we got those. And
I don't think I ever got one of those.
Well, you know, you didn't talk to the merch person very good,
I guess.
When I was down there to Atlanta.
I got some NASCAR on Fox swag.
But it does, there are times I'm like, it's crazy that Speed used to be a TV channel.
Oh, it used to be big,
too. It was a TV channel that a lot of people watched. And
it was a big brand in media.
We watched practice. We watched qualifying. I mean, there were so many things going on. And listen, DW would be on Speed. Like, you'd have the normal crew there talking about qualifying and practice, Sean, and we would watch it. And now,
well, all of it's still being on TV, but yeah, it was just on Speed. Seems like it's done.
That, I don't know. That's I can't imagine these days I would sit down and watch qualifying anymore. I don't know. It just seemed like it. You know, I don't know. It used to mean more, or it used to be a bigger deal, or maybe I don't know. But it is you to have an entire channel. That if you're just sitting around, you're like, you know what? Let's see what racing is on. Because you may have the Baja trucks. You may have the K&E East Series. There's no telling what will be on there. It could be ARCA.
Yeah.
You're going to see some sort of racing. And it's amazing that went away, because you feel like, especially now with the advent of F1, and I know that's surging in popularity and they've got their own media deals, but you feel like there's enough racing to go around that you could have a channel.
That is true. However, NASCAR has still done a good job to keep qualifying and practice. And then the partnership with Prime is filling in a lot of those blanks. And that, I mean, I'm glad you brought this up today, because I started off the show talking about how blessed we are.
Blessed.
And as a NASCAR fan, I'm going to just continue that story and saying how blessed we are as fans, because what other sport televises practices? There's not one.
No, that would be really weird.
And we have had a sport that has been doing that for years. We've been having a sport that's been televising qualifying for years. No other sport does that. So if you're somebody that, you know, you're always looking to try to get as much NASCAR as you can, man, we've always had it going on.
You know, that it is funny. You don't watch basketball practice. You certainly don't watch football practice,
because it's not on TV.
Well, and you might give away some secrets, but there's not really, you know, when it comes to NASCAR. I guess you could say, yeah, you don't watch. There's no golf practice to watch.
There's actually not practice of any sport.
There is actually the pre-game where they show guys hit at the range, which is really kind of weird. But yeah, I mean, there is so much to consume as a fan.
And to add to it is TV and radio media, especially with television, has always had the ability and the talent to make it interesting and entertaining. Because when you do watch practice, you've got the guys in the booth that are telling stories and they're sharing behind the scenes. And you got the reporters down in the garage area and on pit road getting, on track information as you're watching practice. Behind the scenes information. So I just think it's pretty cool when you start comparing NASCAR to other type of sports, and we've always had that luxury and that ability to do.
Yeah. We are fortunate. And like I said, it kind of surprises me that you can hop on to Amazon and watch practice still.
And they do a great job.
Yeah, I need to do it. I want to see who covers it.
And the thing about it is it's even more convenient now than ever, because you're walking around with it on your phone. So just think about that, too. Back in the day when Speed Channel was broadcasting that, we had to watch it in front of the TV. Well, now you just watch it right on your phone, yeah, or your tablet, wherever you're at.
Take it with you wherever you go.
Yeah.
Can you remember, did you ever go on a road trip as a kid? I mean, surely, even if you...
No, I stayed home all the time.
I figured, you know, the old Whitfield didn't like spending the money.
We did a lot of camping when I was growing up.
But like, if you ever had to drive to a relative's house or even to Atlanta from Chickamauga, you know, a 2-hour car ride can feel like, you know, purgatory for a kid. Mm-hmm. But back then, you just had to sit in the back of the car.
Well, I was sitting in the back of a buggy because we had horse and buggy back when I was a kid.
So, but you did, and it's like, all right, maybe you have a book if you wanted to read. Maybe, you know, remember the sign game where you look for different signs or you look for different plates of states and, you know, their people's car, their license plates.
Or maybe get a tractor trailer driver to honk the horn.
And now, think about if you could go back and tell young Sean, hey, pretty soon we're going to put this flat TV device that's also a phone with access to all the information in the world. And you can ride here in the back and watch whatever you want. You can play games. You can call your buddy. You can text people. Mind blowing. And like kids, and you know, that's one of the things they say that's wrong with kids these days is you're engaged 100% of the time.
They need to get outside and get on a bicycle and play some ball.
Yeah. What happened to go sit on that stump and figure something out?
Yeah.
But now it's like, give me my phone.
Yeah.
So,
and it got to have an iPhone, you know, got to have the biggest and the best and most expensive.
And you got to, you know, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to act up. So here, watch this TV show while I eat, you know?
Yeah. Or a lot of parents today, so that their kids will behave, they let them play video games. So it keeps them occupied.
So just want a peaceful meal. I agree with that sometimes, but yes, it's the constant need for engagement.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the point standings after the race at Texas. We got Tyler Reddick still in the lead by a long shot, 3 digits. He's 109 points ahead of second place Denny Hamlin. Chase Elliott, after his win, has moved into third spot. Ryan Blaney in fourth and Chris Buescher in fifth.
Carson Hocevar in sixth. Ty Gibbs, seventh. Two young guys doing well. Kyle Larson, eighth. Keselowski still hanging in the top 10 in ninth. And William Byron, 10th spot. Bubba Wallace, 11th. Ryan Preece hanging tough in 12th. Christopher Bell, 13th. Daniel Suarez, 14th. Austin Cindric, 15th. And Chase Briscoe, Sean, moving himself up to the 16th spot. Barely ahead of a charging Joey Logano. Seems like he's getting his season somewhat back in order. Ross Chastain still struggling in 18th. SVG 19th. Will he get a win this week? And let's go on down. Are you looking at the list?
Yes, sir, I am. Got it right here on the screen.
No, okay. So don't scroll. Well, you already scrolled.
Am I cheating?
I was going to play is Kyle Busch inside or outside the top 25 game?
He's outside.
Currently outside the top 25 in points. Alex Bowman in the 48 also, but that's due to injury. He came back and did race really well this weekend.
Kyle Busch is handling things pretty well under the bad circumstances.
You know, and I think because Kyle Busch is having such a bad year, Ross Chastain getting a bit of a pass for having a really bad year for him. However, 18th is very enviable if I'm sitting in 26th spot.
You know, we shared last week that Kyle Busch had a new crew chief coming, Andy Street. And this past weekend, they put it through the test, and he didn't have, you know, the best finish at all. Let's see, where did he come in at? Kyle Busch.
He finished 20th, which is a bit of a tick, you know, up for him. Yeah,
it's certainly been far worse, but he met with the entire organization last week and did a little presentation to show the company that he is still committed. He's trying to work harder than ever, and he appreciated and valued all their support. They seem like they're really trying to do all the right things, and you know, I wish them good luck. I hope they turn this thing around.
Yeah, I mean, Kyle Busch turning into a sympathy figure, which is pretty tough to do.
Yeah. All right, we got more NASCAR to come after the break. When we come back, we're going to talk for just a few minutes about the Kyle Petty charity ride that's going to be coming through Chattanooga this week. We'll give you as much info as we have about that. Also, RFK Racing, we'll share a little news about them and whatever else we can squeeze in the remaining minutes of this hour. I want to thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your Monday, as we are your source for NASCAR here in Chattanooga. And we've been doing it for 25 years, which we're pretty proud of, that we've been able to continue to be here on Rock 103. 98.7 in all the past radio stations of Odyssey Chattanooga. So I want to thank you all for your support. We got more NASCAR coming up straight ahead for Casey Orr. I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us. So how do I
apologize and put the Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. I'm your Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia realtor, ready to help you make a move to your new home. Find me on Facebook as Blake Watson and on Instagram as Rock and Roll Blake. 888-893-3537.
Save the date, Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You is coming July the 11th, 2026. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event you don't want to miss. This year, we're moving the Nuga Dentistry stage from the Convention Center to the brand new Erlanger Park. Listen to the Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize You podcast for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. A little bodybuilder talk during the break for people on. Little peek behind the curtains, which Sean Whitfield and I talk about. I'll talk about creatine.
Since you're about to start personal.
I'll talk about creatine and getting your pre-pump.
Well, you know, now that you're about to, get rid of some dad bod and, you know, start getting a personal trainer, you know, get you a little more into the Chattanooga Fitness Expo. And by the way, we had some breaking news just a little bit ago for the Chattanooga Fitness Expo. I'm bringing in my good friend. And when I say friend, we've been friends now for a while. 8-time Mr. Olympia Lee Haney is going to be in attendance to the 2026 Chattanooga Fitness Expo. And that will be at Erlanger Park on July the 11th. So we're thrilled to have him joining us, as well as we got some other pretty cool stuff that's in the works.
I just Googled Lee Haney. Yeah, he's lifted some weights before.
Yeah, he's a legend, and not just in the United States, but all over the world.
He's a pretty big old bull.
All right, Kyle Petty Charity Ride is going to be across America, and they are coming to Chattanooga this Thursday. They're doing 11 states in 9 days, 150 bikes, 3,400 miles, and they've been doing this for 30 years. They're going to start off in Sonoma, California, going to Nevada, Utah, Colorado, Wichita, Kansas, Springfield, Missouri. They're going to stop off and see Elvis in Memphis, Tennessee. And then they're going to be here in Chattanooga on Thursday. They're going to be at the Coker Tire Museum on Thursday evening. I have been trying to get in touch with Corky Coker. I have texted him a couple of times and have not gotten a response, which surprises me. I would have thought I'd heard from him. And trying to find out some details. I'm assuming that Thursday night is open to the public at the Coker Tire Museum. However, I am sure they are looking at a donation for admission in the museum, because the Kyle Petty Charity Ride Across America is a fundraiser for the Victory Junction Gang. So I don't know any more than that.
Says he'll be downtown Chattanooga at 5 o'clock at the Chattanoogan.
Going to be at the Chattanooga Hotel, but that evening they're going to be at the Coker Tire Museum.
So there'll probably be a chance somewhere in there to get to meet and hang out.
Yeah, so there's going to be, I think Kenny Wallace is traveling with them this year.
Oh, man.
King, Richard Petty. You know, by the way, King Richard Petty is going to go see the King in Memphis. You know, two kings what in the same room.
Hey, no kings. Okay.
Are you on the no kings process?
Surely Richard Petty's not riding. He's got to be.
I think he is part of the trio.
No way he's riding. Richard Petty is.
He may be 80? In a car or a truck.
I was
going to
say, something tells me he's like, hey, I'll meet you there.
But he is part of the tour. So all this is going to be going on Thursday evening. They'll be leaving Chattanooga early Sunday morning, and they'll be heading up to Asheville, North Carolina, and then coming to an end this weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina.
How old is Richard Petty?
He's about 80, isn't he?
88.
Yeah, wow.
And still rocking it out, man. Yeah. But yeah, something tells me he's not riding a hog.
Give you some numbers from the past. Since 1995, when Kyle started it, he's had over 9,500 riders log more than 13 million miles. They have raised more than $23 million for Victory Junction Gang. Let's see here. Over the years, the ride has visited 48 states out of the 50. This is the 30th anniversary. The 29th anniversary ride raised $1.4 million. So they're hoping to break that record. It takes more than $2,500 for a child to attend Victory Junction for a week. So it all goes to a great cause. Get out and support it. And it's cool that it's coming. They're coming to Chattanooga. I think that I know of for sure, because I was present at the first two. This is the third time the Kyle Petty Charity Ride has been in Chattanooga.
Yeah, we were down there one time. I forgot about that.
They stopped off in East Ridge at the Racing Edge in Meredith's place back in the early 90s.
Came to the Reed House.
And then they were at the Reed House. Yeah. And then they had an event that was hosted by Coca-Cola that I was invited to back in the day of Big River Grill.
Yep.
When it was over where Texas Roadhouse is now. So I know of at least twice. So this will be the third time. It could have been another time we've been to Chattanooga, but that's at least what I know of.
You know, it's funny. Kyle Petty is probably, especially from this generation, probably more known by the charity work and this type of stuff he does than when he was on the racetrack. He kind of reminds, like, is he the most successful former driver or the most recognizable former driver? All right, so remember Jimmy Carter, you know, from Georgia? Mm-hmm. A lot of people, you know, presidency didn't last real long, inflation, a lot of people, but... Like, it's undeniable, as an ex-president, he did a lot. Everybody loved him, and he went on to Habitat for Humanity and a lot of this stuff. It's kind of like Kyle Petty's the same way. Didn't get a lot done on the racetrack. He won some races and all that, but his impact in the booth and afterwards has been really
big. Kyle Petty's talent as a broadcaster is greater than it was as a driver.
As a driver. And he's not broadcasting anymore, which is...
Well, no, he still is. He's still a part of NASCAR on NBC, and then he... does some things for the NASCAR channel and some things for PRN radio.
How old is Kyle Petty your age? I think that's the question I'm really asking.
Well, he's old. He's young enough to be still having kids.
Well, listen, didn't Rock? You know what? Some famous actor just, Al Pacino just had a kid. He's like 83. So.
With today's technology, you never know.
Today's technology. Might have been the old-fashioned. All right, so Kyle Petty age. Over or under on your age, Sean?
I'd say Kyle is late 60s.
Mid-60s, so good call.
Okay. RFK Racing is still looking for a charter for 2027. They currently have two. The third one they have this year, they are leasing from Rick Ware Racing. But they're in search of one to own. And right now, the market, if there were a charter available, which there's not, but if there were a charter available, the marketplace is somewhere between $40 and $60 million for a Cup Series charter. Just a small investment. Small investment.
You know what? It is a value, which is good for these teams. They're investing in something.
Yeah, for sure. All right, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your Monday as we broadcast to you live from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. Don't forget, we'll be back here doing it all over again next Monday right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7. Lock us in at 6 o'clock. If you're not able to do so, you can find us on Tuesdays at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.